Now we will talk about meat after milk. So the Gemara in Chulin says, Tana igra chamua de Rabbi Abba, Of ugvina nachalin ba'apikolev. Hu tani lavu amir lablon tiyasadem lachinuach. Rav Yitzchak, Reid Rav Mishar Shiekla Bei Rav Ashi, Aisu le gvina v'achal. Aisu le bisra achal. V'lomashi yade. Amri lei. Vatani igra chamua de Rabbi Abba, Of ugvina nachalin ba'apikolev. Of ugvina in basavina lo. Amr lehu. Hani mili belelia, mimama chazina. So, there's a big machlokas, we showed him how to read this Gemara. So, according to Tosfos, what comes out is that basar tegvina, like we said yesterday, you need suda cheres. Not necessarily 6 hours, but suda cheres. Vina to basar. So, that's when you need netilas kinuach, hadacha, netilas yadayim. And then of tegvina and gvina to of don't need anything at all. And that's what the Gemara asks him, Rav Yitzchak, how did he eat gvina ba'achar kach basar below netilas yadayim? And the Gemara says, oh, because it was during the day. Good. According to Rabbeinu Tam in the Bahav, so then we say, what? Basar to gvina needs netilah v'kinuach, which would mean then gvina to basar needs netilas yadayim, but no kinuach. And then ov to gvina, and gvina to ov, is even without netilas yadayim, right? And mar ukva, like we said, waited to sudachrina is either because of a chumra or because he didn't do netilas yadayim, v'kinuach. Good. And what's the reason? Why is oaf different? So Rabbeinu Tam says it's because oaf isn't nidbak biyadayim and shinayim chanichayim like basar behema. And that's why Igra thought you didn't need to wait. And that's why you don't even need kinuach v'netila. Fine. Good. And then Tosfos still concludes that the velt is no egg to be machmir, even by oaf. So what's going on? How do they explain the Gemara? And the answer must be that we assume it's deraisa. And Igra assumed it was the Rambam. Okay. Then we have the Rambam. The Rambam says, Rambam is very interesting. It's machlokas tanayim. The question is, who do we paskin like? So you see, the Minhag HaOlam would indicate that we paskin like the opinion in the tanayim that holds that Basar Ov B'chalos Asma D'Raisa. I didn't say Shulchan Aruch, I just said Tosfos. Can't ask a kasha on Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch. I just said Tosfos. We're not up to anything else. Tosfos asks from the Minhag HaOlam, and Tosfos answers, is Miyashev the Minhag HaOlam? Okay. Now the Rambam. So the Rambam says that when Igra said, Of Gvina is Nachal and Bapi Kogan, that means that Of Achar Gvina. But if you had of tchila, then you need to wait 6 hours, right? In other words, Igra's talking about cheese to meat, cheese to chicken. But chicken to cheese, you need 6 hours always, right? Unlike all the explanations we've seen thus far. And then the Rambam says a very interesting thing, that there's a chiluk between basar behema, the chaya on the one hand, and of on the other hand. Namely, between gvina to basar beheman chaya, that's when you need kinuach vadacha. But between gvina and of, then you don't need anything at all, like igra. Now this doesn't make any sense at all. Because if you held, I guess, that basar beheman chaya were asar midaraisa, so then you could explain this. We're more machmir. But the Rambam himself, in this very same chapter, paskins chaya is only midrabanan. So elamai, you're going to say, okay, well then maybe chaya is worse because it's stickier or something like that. It's more like meat-like products, but that doesn't make any sense because here we're going from cheese to meat, right? Cheese is equally sticky when you're going to eat chaya afterwards or you're going to eat chicken afterwards. So Mimela, there's no, seemingly no logical explanation for Shitas Rambam.
That is what the Rambam says.
I don't know anything about anything. This is just what the Rambam says. So, L'chaira, what you have to say is like this, that the reason for the Isser Derabanan by Oph and the Isser Derabanan by Chaya are not the same. What's the reason for the Isser Derabanan by Oph? So we already said that the Rambam holds that's Kadesh Lo Yifshitu Am, Yavoli De Isser Bas B'chav Deraisa, Sharein B'mash Makasav El Gedich B'chal of Imo Mamish. So that's when why they Isser Oph. And we already talked about how there are a number of important Nafkaminas that come out from the Rambam giving that reason, as opposed to saying that Oph would be confused with Basar, as others give. What about Chaya? So Chaya, there's an additional reason, which, as some of the Nosei Kalim point out, Beis Yosef among them, which is that it's very easily Michlaf, the Basar Behema, right? If you saw Basar Chaya, you would easily confuse that with Basar Behema, not Basar Oph. So Basar Oph has one reason, Basar Chaya has two reasons for the Yisra Rabbanan. So if that's the case, so now it makes a lot of sense. Because the pshat is that when it comes to Basar Chaya, we're also confused, you're going to confuse Chaya and Oph. And therefore, they said that just like you have to wait 6 hours from... whatever laws govern cheese to Basar Behema also govern the laws of cheese to Basar Chaya. But there's no such reason to extend that to Basar Oph, because you're never going to confuse between Basar Oph and Basar Behema. Good. You find a similar chiluk, by the way, in another place in this sugya, which may be for the same reason, might not be, but just another place where you see it, which is in the Chumra of the Maharam, right? The Chumra of the Maharam was to be mamtin achar chaya, the lo achar oph. Not achar too, right? Remember the we didn't actually talk about that yet, but the Maharam's Chumra, to wait from cheese to meat. Right? So he was machmir to wait from cheese to eating meat. Both Basar Behema and Basar Chaya, but not Basar Oph, which is basically the same distinction as the Rambam. So how would you explain that? So the truth is, though, the Maharam himself gave a slightly different reason for that, which is because he didn't want to be going against the Gemara in such an explicit way that says you could eat it bapi koren. In other words, the Maharam himself was moded that his vart wasn't dina de Gemara. He, in fact, in his youth, thought it was heresy. But you do see another place where you see a similar distinction. Okay, fine. Now, we also do find a chiluk between waiting from meat to milk, here we're machmir. Good.
One second.
Now, why would you, though, say like this? Why would you say that from Basar Oph to milk you have to wait 6 hours, but from Gvina to Basar Oph you don't need anything at all? In other words, in that case, again, we said that we're less concerned with Basar Oph because it's only Aser because of the secondary reason, right? So you have to say that, I guess, the concern of chicken sticking between your teeth is higher than cheese sticking to your hands. So therefore, for cheese sticking to your hands, we're makel for Basar Oph with nothing, but chicken sticking between your teeth, we say that that's more likely, and therefore you do have to wait 6 hours. Okay, yes.
I was just going to bring up the reasoning for the Maram's waiting wouldn't fit with that distinction from before.
I didn't say it's not. I told you the reason for the Maram is a different fart.
Right, and his reasoning would apply to Oaf as well. He's just nervous about cheese being stuck in his teeth.
Yeah, as I said, the reason for the Maram. I just said we have a similar distinction in the Maram, but it's for a different reason.
Okay,
that's. I didn't mean to imply equivalency.
Okay,
good. So what is considered hadacha when you want to go ahead and eat meat after cheese? So Rashi and Tosfos says hadacha is hadacha sapat. The Rambam writes that tzarech shiadiach yadav yikaneach piv. Sounds like he thinks that meidiach in the Gemara means netilas yadayim. Now, the Radvaz says this is difficult, because if hadacha is nitil sidayim, how could we have a havamina that that's good enough to just do nitil sidayim according to Beis Hillel if your mouth is going to be left full of food? So he leaves off with the tzarchim, but no, I guess the answer is that there's a havamina that when you're finished eating, your mouth is empty. One reason might be, or something like that. I don't know. You could just say because it's in your body and we don't care about what's in your body, but then why do you have to wait 6 hours after the meat? So.
Kasa. Side is where. Of us are being shenehem, especially for the Rambam.
It's a zayis hakasa. They said the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying. Yes, but mechad tesi, it's there. He's saying like this, right? According to Beis Hillel, the Havamina of the Gemara is if you go ahead and you eat cheese, you wash your hands, you could eat meat.
Right?
Right? There's going to be food left in my mouth. And don't tell me we're not worried about food left in your mouth because you have to wait 6 hours from meat to milk. That's why the Radvaz says that this Havana, the Rambam, is very difficult.
It maintains a chain once it's in your body. You could have said that.
But, and I forget, between my teeth, are you right? I'm not worried about cheese between my teeth. That's my round. But my mouth is full of food. If I don't do any...
It's not okal anymore. Only butter maintains the chin.
So if you said that between the shinayim, I understand. That's the taz. But what you're saying is an unbelievable chiddush, which is as soon as food goes into my mouth, it's paka shame. It's paka shame chalav, except if it's in between my teeth and meat.
Yeah. Okay. So Rivkin can say that chalav tzol is
good. So if you want to say that, you can say that. Fine. I'm only pointing out that you can hear where the Radvaz is. Right. Fine. Okay. Now, an interesting shaila that comes up, Rabbi asked us yesterday, is how long, we paskin, of course, like we said, you need to do kinuach v'hadacha between chalav and basar, right? So, for how long? Meaning to say like this, I had a bowl of Cheerios and milk for breakfast, and now I want to have lunch 4 hours later, some meat. So do I still need to do kinuach v'hadacha? Is there an expiration date for kinuach v'hadacha? So interestingly enough, in the classical sources, this question is not addressed explicitly. But l'chayra, according to the Shach, Tzivkat and Zayin, an hour would be enough. The Shach. Why? Because the Shach writes concerning, the Ramah's 1 hour shiur, that it would work even without kinuach v'hadacha. So meaning to say, mikar adin, the minhag pashat, according to Ramah, is to go ahead and have fleishiks, and then wait 1 hour and have milchiks, even without kinuach v'hadacha. Right? So if you don't need kinuach v'hadacha from meat to milk after an hour, so certainly you won't need it from milk to meat after an hour. So it's pashat that according to the Shach, in that case, where I had milchiks for breakfast and I want to have fleishiks for lunch, I would not need kinuach v'hadacha, assuming I have lunch more than an hour after my breakfast. However, the Taz disagrees. Yeah. We accept the Ramah.
the Pshat comes from the Ramah, but the Ramah, when he writes the Ish Machmir and Afila Basar Achim Ravino, so he writes that Rach, she also can do up the Hadaf.
I don't know anything. Let's look this up.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what you mean. The Yesh Machmirin. This has nothing to do with our Shaila. We haven't began. No. That's Gvina Kasha, all those things. I'm not talking about any of that yet. We haven't even began addressing the Marah. I'm asking. Good.
What are we saying?
No.
Only time that we're the Shach's commenting here is about regularly, you know?
Right, because you expect.
No. Yeah, so let's look at the Shach. The Shach is saying like this. We know when you're going from Fleishix to Milfix, the halacha is you wait an hour, right? Now, Sifkat and Zion, you wait an hour. When you wait an hour, right, the Ikar Din for Ashkenazim, not the Chumrah of waiting 6 hours. What the Ashkenazim really do? You wait an hour, okay? Now, do you need to wait an hour and also do Kinuach Ladacha? Answer, no. You just wait an hour, and it's okay. Good? So now I'm saying, if waiting an hour without Kinuach Ladacha works to go from Fleishix to Milchix, so certainly from Milchix to Fleishix.
No,
I didn't get into anything yet. I'm going in order. We haven't brought up Harchis and Chumras and Zohars and none of this. Okay, just Pasha Pshat. That's, right, you agree it's a good Raya?
Yeah.
Great. But the Taz, if Kun Base, disagrees with this. He says that no, you can wait an hour, you certainly need Kinuach Ladacha, right? Good. So now, right, Shetzarech Gam came a Kinuach Ladacha, right? B'davar Pashatu, towards the end of the base, last couple lines. To me, Shinoig Bekula Zula Hamten Sha'achas, Shetzarech Gam came a Kinuach Ladacha, Kemoshos Kabitavir Shomim, Shalama, Shemizan Nimshacha Kula Zul. So I don't know that the Taz would disagree. In other words, the Taz would answer, but I don't have any raya from the Taz to be Mekel anymore. Right? So I don't know what's the shear for the Taz. And the Taz is perhaps Lashitaso, because the Taz, if you remember, said Sha'achas is a Pshar Midaitam. It's not Medina de Gemara. And therefore, you can't be Mekel on what's in your mouth. In other words, if you think that Ikar HaDin is what? Kinuach Ladacha. Right? Because that's what Taisva says. So, what is waiting an hour going to help you? They made up this funny pshara. The Ikar HaDin is Kinuach Ladacha. Waiting an hour can't lead to kulas. It's only a chumrah. No, but we don't accept that answer alone of Tosos and Suda Suda. We accept both opinions of Tosos. We need Ikar HaDin. In other words, Medina de Gemara, at least, we're going to require Kinuach Ladacha as well as Sila Kubirech. Good.
Would the Shach agree with that? Would the Shach say that Suda is good enough and that's the reason why you want to do Kinuach
Ladacha? So maybe, could be, but it could be that the Shach learned that the 1 hour is like the Gratz, Alpi, the Zohar. I'm not sure. Right? That, in other words, one way to understand it is like this. There's two ways of understanding the 1 hour idea that we saw. According to the Gra, the 1 hour idea comes from the Zohar. According to the Taz / Sharidura, it's a Pshar Midaita. So if you think that 1 hour is real, like the Zohar, so then you could say, yeah, after 1 hour, that obliviates the need for Kinuach Ladacha. Just like after 6 hours, you need to do Kinuach Ladacha? No. Right? I'm assuming everybody's going to agree. Even the Taz is going to agree that after 6 hours, you don't need to do Kinuach Ladacha. So, if you think that 1 hour is real, so maybe we'll say the same thing, that after 1 hour, it's you don't need Kinuach Ladacha. But if you think that 1 hour is totally fake, that's what the Taz says, so then there's no reason why it would obviate the need to do Kinuach Ladacha. Good. So now, according to the Taz, we don't know what the answer is. When do you have to stop doing kinuach v'adacha? Right? When do you have to stop doing kinuach v'adacha? Right? Let's say I had coffee during afternoon seder. Do I have to do kinuach v'adacha before I eat supper? And maybe there's a difference. Depends what milchiks you are, right? Anyway, you know, maybe for coffee especially. I don't know, they say coffee darkens your teeth. I don't know, maybe. So this is Taka Shaila. Taka Shaila. I think the Velt is somech on the Shach. It's Taka something we should find out what people say more. But that after an hour, not to require kinuach v'adacha. Now, obviously, if you're, you know... but I think that we're mako, right? No, even without. I'm saying even with gvina, you're in Eretz Yisrael. You ate gvina tzuhuva for breakfast. Assuming again, we're not yet. Let's not do a tzuhuva yet. Maybe a choshev al yashiv. You ate a cottage for breakfast, and now you want to eat flesh for lunch. So then, assuming it's 1 hour, we're mako. Right, we don't say you still need to do kinuach v'adacha before you eat your meat for lunch. Good. Well, that's we didn't get into that yet. You could definitely argue that maybe milk is more meikel. It would that thing seems to make sense, but so far we haven't seen any basis for that. So far we've seen that since we paskin that you need both kinuach v'adacha v'netila. So netila, maybe there's more room to be meikel when you know the food didn't touch your hands. So assuming it's a cup of milk, fine. But in terms of kinuach v'adacha, we so far haven't seen any basis for leniencies for liquids over solids, right? Yeah, but we haven't seen anything more explicit than that. Good.
Do you think it's a nice chumrah to keep?
I don't know.
Would Rebbe do it? Would Rebbe eat...
I do not do a kinuach v'adacha 3 hours after eating breakfast, before eating lunch. Okay. Now let's talk about the Maharam. So far again, both according to Tosos and according to Rambam, you don't need to be mamtin between Vina and Basa. But we have the Maharam, and as we mentioned, when he was younger, he used to make fun of people that are waiting. Apparently, even in those days, people wait. But once upon a time, he found some cheese between his teeth, and he was Gazar al-Atsmi. And then he says, well, 1 second, maybe that should be Asr, because it's Kecholek al-Talmud. And we know Kolamosif Harezu Goreya. You can't just make up chumras against the Gemara. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, because it comes up here in, well, interesting discussion. But he says, no, I have a basis in the Gemara for being machmir, because the Chala Bar Chamra Gemara tells us that there's room for personal stringencies in this matter. That was a meat to milk, but 24 hours. So too, we see from there, kol chad matzi lachmure anafshe, rasos mishmeres. Good. And when you read the Maharam, you get the distinct impression that this was lachmure anafshe, rasos mishmeres, and it's not in any way normative. The Isser v'Heter, quoted by the Darke Moshe, has the Midas Chasidus, lachmir for the Maharam, but only gvina yeshana sh'avu ala vav chadashim, or mitulas. Agav, what is gvina mitulas? So, it's apparently kasu marzu, which is a traditional Italian type of cheese that has live insect larvae. And they appear as translucent white worms, about 8 millimeters long. So you don't usually eat them, because when disturbed, the larvae launch themselves distances up to 15 centimeters, right? Which is very impressive, because they're only 8 millimeters, much more than full size. According to Wikipedia, some people clear the larvae from the cheese before consuming it, while others don't. But listen to the Wikipedia. This is mamish what the Rama is referring to. The cheese is known to leave an aftertaste for a duration of up to several hours.
Maybe you got it from the
Maharam. I don't know. You can check. Okay. Fine. Anyway, but soft cheeses you could be mako, and again, this is quoted in the Rav Masif base, the minug to be machmir by gvina kasha. So this is quite a chumrah in light of where it started from. In other words, the way it's quoted in the Ramah. The Shach writes that the Marshal said, this is crazy, you shouldn't be choshish for the Maram. It's minus. How is it minus? Because you're going against the Gemara. And again, for it to become something that you must do, right? You must do. How could you say that? The Gemara says, you don't need to do it. So, there is, though, perhaps another basis for this, which is the Zohar. Right? The Zohar quotes that you should be machmir even by gvinas oaf. And in fact, the Zohar writes, Beis Yosef writes, had the Maharam seen the Zohar, he never would have been mako for gvinas oaf. Now, it is interesting, because the Zohar didn't mention gvinas oaf. I don't know how the Beis Yosef knew this. Unless it's obvious that the Zohar isn't machalik between oaf and basar. But anyway, the Beis Yosef did not paskin like the Zohar and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, why? The Beis Yosef said, had the Maharam seen the Zohar, he would have been machmir for the Zohar. So I think what he means is that the Maharam, who was knowing many chumras, had he seen the Zohar, he would have been machmir. But it doesn't mean that we have to be machmir for the Zohar. He's just saying the Maharam, sure. Maharam is among the most machmir people in all of our history. So he would have been machmir. I think maybe that's what he means. Okay. Now, the Rama writes that, again, he doesn't say you have to. Tov lahachmir for gvina kasha. Now, pashupshat is the Rama is nothing to do with the Zohar. Why? Because if you hold to the Zohar, there's no difference between gvina kasha and soft or unaged cheese. So, l'chora, the svar of the Rama, is al pi Rashi. Or the like, and the concern that it's remained. And the Taz also makes this point in Sifkat and Dalet. He says that this question is dependent on the two reasons why you have to wait from Basar to Gvina. If you learn like the Rambam, that it's because Basar ben Ashinayim. So then, it's going to be okay to have Gvina ben Ashinayim. Because the only reason why we're machmir for Basar ben Ashinayim is because of Exeris HaKasuf. So then, Gvina ben Ashinayim is lo mikri Gvina. But if you learn like Rashi's reason, that it's Nimshach Taimo, Zman Rav, so then, Huadin Gvina Kasha. That is the way the Taz learns. So, I sort of get the impression that according to the Taz, according to Rashi, you'd have to wait Mikra Din between, you know, strong cheese and basar, not just midas chasidus, like his matnith midas and hatter, but maybe not. Anyway, the Taz takes for granted, though, interestingly enough, that everybody would agree that gvina ben ashinayim is nothing. Now, l'choira, the Maharam didn't assume that way. Otherwise, why would he be getting so nervous about once finding cheese between his teeth? And the truth is, it's actually an explicit machlokas rishonim. What is the din by gvina ben ashinayim? The Rashba writes the following. This is in the Peivav Amud Aleph in the Tosafos Aruch. He writes, Ugvina nisharas ben ashinayim gvina hi. Ukadamina lagabe disra. Basar ben ashinayim basar hu dechsev habasar odenu ben shineyan. Meaning to say, the Rashba understood that the shaila of the Gemara is not dafka basar ben ashinayim the way the Taz understood it. No, it's Ochal Bein Ashinayim, right? Which is even why we could bring a raya from Bsarof. So, it's Ochal Bein Ashinayim. The Gemara concludes Ochal Bein Ashinayim is Ochal, so that would apply both for Basar and Vina. However, the Isser V'Hater says like this, Fafilu in tidbak bevadai lo mikri gvina kimo basher shemina shinan mikol makom midas chasidus uprishus enachon v'chal ba'al nefesh shelo lechol achar basher b'osa suda afilu b'kinuach v'adacha l'fi shemam shech gam ken atam shelo befet zman arach. Meaning to say that, like the Taz, the Sevater is like the Taz, or I should say the Taz is like the Sevater, I think it's even, it might be based off the Sevater, I don't remember if the Taz quotes it, that if it's Alt Ben Ashinayim, there's no concern. And this Chumrah of waiting after cheese, at least strong tasting cheese, comes from the tam that's nimshach bepeh. That's a midas chasidus that every baal nefesh should be machmir for.
If it's based on the tam, which is the same thing.
Apparently, it's not as strong or lo gazru or the like. Like we said, from the taz, you almost get the impression it's mikra adin. The Sevater didn't go that far, but he said everybody should try to do it.
It's based on the pasuk, possibly.
What pasuk? Yeah, that's the way. That's the way. No. That's the Isvet is like the Taz that it's dafka basa. But the reason to wait after cheese is because the tam is nimshach bepet. Rashi's reason, like the Taz. Rashi's apparently it's not as much as not as. I don't think so. It's just it's not as much as basa or lo tiknu begvina. Okay. And we mentioned, I think, that the Pri Chadash says, no, even according to the Rambam, you would be machmir by Gvina Ben Ashinayim, is Mikri Gvina, it's like Basar, not like, you know, that, in other words, there's no reason to assume, I mean, remember, the Taz, the Prach disagreed with the Tur Bedasa Rambam, and he also disagrees with the Taz and the Sevater Bedasa Rambam. Good. So now let's talk a little bit practical, how you deal with cheese. This comes up all the time. So we know that, you know, based off of the Ramah, we only have to be machmir for hard cheese and not for soft cheese. But the question is, what is considered hard and what's considered soft? So Rav Elyashiv writes, this is in the Kovitz Chuvos, that even Gvinat Zuba has this din of hard cheese, Mipnei Shashamna V'tayma Nimshachan L'zman. And also the Shevet Alevi, Beis Lamed Hei, writes this. However, so basically all, anything that we call hard cheese, right? I mean, he's talking about the sliced cheese that you got in Israel. But according to this, mozzarella and Munster and everything you'd have to be machmir for.
American cheese.
Even American cheese. What do you mean by synthetic? I know what synthetic is. I'm saying, with respect to, I don't think that's true for this day. It's synthetic in a different sense. But when we talk about cheese more, we'll get to the difference. Why the cheese industry won't call American cheese cheese. But for another time. Okay.
It doesn't have as much taste, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, okay, I don't know. American cheese is a weaker taste than mozzarella cheese. Mozzarella cheese is the most bland cheese in the world. I don't know. Not sure. Maybe. Anyway, American poskim do not accept this chumrah for the most part. Ravon Cutler is quoted as saying that gvina tzuva mitzuya beinenu is not the gvina kasha that they were talking about. Kitzur shulchan aruch hilchos bas b'chalav. I don't know. I saw it quoted in a secondary source. I think I saw it in the Bar Yishulchan. I don't remember. He's quoted in a number of sources. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher Parshas Kitisa, his mamish is tameya on the machmirim. This whole thing, we're not dealing with an issa deraisa. We're not dealing with an issa derabanan. We're dealing with, you know, a minhag. And and to go ahead and then be machmir that any hard cheese is kasha is very, very big chumrah. So he says it's enough to wait whatever you normally wait, a half hour or an hour. Now, he might be assuming you normally wait a half hour, an hour, which is a different question. That cuts back to the Zohar, but we'll get there in a second. So, many poskim are mako for many cheeses, at least, and I think this is the standard approach in America, at least cheeses that aren't aged 6 months to be mako, that you don't have to wait 6 hours.
Now,
we'll talk about that in a minute. It isn't. That's correct. But the pashtus is, within the Ramah, that it's, you know, that it's not based off of the Zohar, like we said, because if it was based off the Zohar, there's no difference between Kasha and Raka, in which case you'd have to wait 6 hours. It's coming off of the Maram.
Not really. The Zohar really just is an hour.
I know. That's my point. The Pashtus is the Ramah. Has nothing to do with the Zohar,
right.
Because he's not Machalik. Based off the Zohar, you wouldn't be Machalik between Kasha and Raka.
Right.
And once you're not based off the Zohar, then the Pashtus is to wait 6 hours.
Well,
if you wait
Zohar,
6 hours,
it should be exactly the same. So.
If you wait 6 hours for meat. If you wait 1 hour for meat, then I agree. You would only have to wait 1 hour for milk, for cheese, hard cheese. But once you wait 6 hours for meat, then presumably, though not necessarily, but the pashtus is you'd also wait 6 hours for hard cheese.
Is the shaft understanding your mom basically?
We'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there. Right, it's, your ha'ara is good. We'll get there. Now, we'll talk about how long things are aged. But, you know, let's say like this. American cheese is usually 2 or 3 months or less. Cheddar cheese that's mild is 2 or 3 months. But extra sharp cheddar could be up to a year. Mozzarella is 30 days. Munster is 5 to 7 weeks. Parmesan is 10 to 24 months. Swiss, American made, is 3 to 4 months. So most cheeses, basically, other than Parmesan, are going to be okay. That you don't have to wait. And I think that's what the Welt assumes. Now, except if you have the following shiloh, which is what if it continues to age in the package? I once bought a box of cheese and from the manufacturers. Mrs. Strouch works for a cheese making company, so we bought a box of cheese from her, and the sell by date was like 7 months from when we bought it.
Hmm.
So what that means is that in terms of continue, when we talked, when we said Munsters aged 5 to 7 weeks, that's prior to packaging. But it could be another 6 months from the time that it's packaged till the time that you eat it. So you have to be machmir. So there are poskim that say you have to be machmir. So Rav Belsky strongly condemns those that are machmir. And he says that's because from the time that they're packaged, lo nishtana tam, v'lo nase kasha mimash haya lefnei zeh lidabik b'shinayim v'dinei lo nishtanu b'amtanezu. And it's not like, you know, there's a gzeres hakasav of 6 months. If you look at the shach, it's like, in general, 6 months old cheese is classified as hard. But the whatever happens when it ages, you know, as cheese ages, it gets harder, it gets stronger. But once it's packaged, apparently the metzias is more or less is negligibly changed. Minor. And therefore, Rav Belsky argued that you don't have to worry about aging post-packaging. As we said, anyway, there's a lot of, you know, it makes sense. You know, this whole thing is very hard to really say is anything but a chumrah. Like we said, the Gemara is mako. So on a chumrah, there's makom gadol to be mako. Rabbi, if you want to know the difference, you know, more of an arichus in terms of what the various poskim say, Rabbi Gordimer Shlita has a number of articles on this. He is the cheese expert in the OU. He writes, quotes three opinions about, among contemporary poskim, how to deal with cheese if you're interested. Some are very conservative, and they say, look, let's look at the cheese's texture. And they only basically require waiting 6 hours any time the cheese is so brittle that it shreds or grates when cut. You can't really slice it. And as I said, then basically it's only Parmesan, and you're okay. Some poskim say, no, you know, we look at the 6 months, and we're machmir regardless of the taste. Okay. And then the third group of poskim say that it depends on sharpness, and therefore they say if you have a sharp cheese, that even if it's less than 6 months, you'd have to be machmir. So, for example, he says, according to this, you'd have to wait for a Romano cheese. I don't know what Romano cheese is. Okay. Anyway, now, let's go back to the question of how long you have to wait. So, what we said is l'chora, it depends on what the reason is. If you're going to say it's al Zohar, which is what the Gra cites as the Makor, so then l'chora, 1 hour would be enough. If you learn, and the Shach, as you pointed out, Sifkat and Tezayin, writes that it's mashma from the Zohar that an hour is enough. However, if you think that we wait not al Zohar, so then l'chora, you'd have to wait 6 hours for these hard cheeses if you wait 6 hours for meat. And again, since it seems like we are machmir not al tzedzohar, because we're only machmir al tzedvina kasha, so then it would make sense that you'd have to wait 6 hours. And that's, I think, the most common practice. First of all, I think that it has to be kept in mind that this is a chumrah. In other words, you don't have to wait ever from cheese to meat. The Iker HaDin is you do kinuach v'adachan etil sedayim and it's mutter. But if one wishes to be machmir for hard cheeses, like the recommendation of the Ramah, so then I would think it's 6 hours. But I also think that you can make a very strong case that this is very rare, very rarely relevant. It would only be relevant for things like Parmesan or other aged and strong cheeses. Now, an interesting shaila comes up with respect to melted cheese. Because maybe, and this is the Yad Yehuda's argument, you could be mako if it's melted cheese. Why? It's no longer hard. The Bat Yishulchan says it's totally in what you think the reason is. If it's because Gvina Kash is Nidbak Ben Hashinayim, so it makes sense that after it's melted, it wouldn't be okay. But if you say it's because the Taimos Nimshach, so maybe even afterwards it's Nimshach. It's not so clear, because strong flavored cheese once melted is much less strong, and especially when it gets mixed in with other things. And that's why I think, since we said the common cheese you have to wait for is Parmesan, but if you have melted shredded Parmesan on your pasta or the like, then there's also makom lahakel.
What's feta cheese?
Feta cheese isn't hard cheese at all. No? Feta cheese. Yeah. It's from goat. It's strong, you're right. But it's not, it's a chiddush to apply it. It's not even, it's acid-based cheese, I think, right? It's not rennet-based cheese, is it? Actually, you have to find out. The texture seems like that. It's soft. But I double-check about that.
What's
your shaiwa? Now, let's finish one more thing before we get there. We'll get to one more second. Just one more second. So, the Badi Yashulchan writes, so assuming you don't have to wait 6 hours, do you have to wait anything? Right? So, the Badi Yashulchan writes that, well, you should still wait an hour between Gvina Raka and basar, and you should bench. Right? Why is he saying that? The Zohar. Because the Zohar says you shouldn't do it b'shai tachada, so he's saying that means wait an hour, and you shouldn't do it in one suda, which means you should bench. That is the body of Shulchan says you should follow. And some say a half hour is enough for the Zohar. So, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Nor Chayim and Tav Tzadi Dalet and Ha'aras Samaches, it's because they understand the Havana of the Zohar is you need a break. And a half hour is also a break. Shachada didn't mean 60 hours, 60 minutes. Okay, I don't know. And one of Asik ben Astaros. So that's I guess the Shaila. It's Nistaros because it's against the Gemara. Now you're right. This is always whenever you know. Well, that's a very interesting Shaila. In other words, whenever Kabbalah makes its way into Halacha, so there are different mahalchim as to how to deal with it. You know, some people will say that. At least in the event that the Kabbalah is not zoser the halacha, so you should be machmir for the Kabbalah, and then you'll have to say, well, what? And some say, nah, Kabbalah is Kabbalah, we don't learn halacha from Kabbalah. And even if you take the first approach, then you have to say, well, is this zoser the halacha? Because it does seem to be zoser the Gemara, but on the other hand, it's a chumrah. So that's why you find different approaches in different poskim. Just 1 second. The Magen Avraham says, for example, in the Taf Tzad Yudalad Sifkan Bad, you don't have to make a bracha achrona. And this is also the psak of the Mishnah Brura over there, Sifkan Tazayin and Erech HaShulchan. Meaning to say, they seem to be mako, like the Pashtas in our sugya, in the Gemara, and say that you don't have to, you know, that you don't have to be choshesh. Maybe there's a midas chasidus to be choshesh, to be machmir, but certainly not something that you have to do. And I would have thought that, right, and maybe there are those that argue with me, but I would have thought that once you think you don't have to bench, so then you shouldn't have to wait. And the Magen Avraham was saying you don't have to bench. And because once you say you don't have to bench, you're saying that you can be mekel b'sudas achada, which means you're not choshesh for the Zohar. Again, you know, you could say no. Maybe suda is not totally in bracha achrona and the like. But I thought the Badi Shulchan made sense that if you're going to be machmir for the Zohar, then you need a bracha achrona. But then I drew the opposite conclusion as the Badi Shulchan. The Badi Shulchan said that not only do you have to wait an hour, but you also have to bench. So my conclusion is, well, since the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to bench, so then Mimela, you shouldn't have to wait.
Maybe you're
right. If you see Birkas Hamazon, more is hacker. Yeah, Rabbi Lishitasi. I didn't say it didn't make sense. I thought the Pashtas is the other way. But you're right. I am being Lishitasi. And, you know, I would add that Adaraba, you know, making a bracha achrona, it could be a nisr of bracha sheina tzricha. So, this comes up on Shavuos a lot, right? Comes up on Shavuos. So, my family minhag is to go ahead and to be mekel on the shaila, to make kiddush and have cheesecake and cake and coffee and whatever it is. That's the milchik meal, and then to have the suda. Not to have the bracha chrona. Adarabba, maybe if you make the bracha chrona, then you have to make kiddush again. Kiddush makom suda, shaila, okay. But anyway, but washes
after that though.
You know, we clear the table. You do kinuach, you do adacha, mitzils yadayim. Anyway, I guess you have to wash for benching, and then to. Then to do it. Now, then to make hamotzi. So that's taka shaila. It's not pashut. That's my Hasidic family minhag to do that. It's not pashut that it's taka shaila. But that's the Hasidic side of my family, that's their minhag. Fleishig meals with milchiks, that's how I'm a kind of minhag. Yeah. Now, okay. So yes, a bunch of questions.
I was just going to point out that the Knesset HaGadol, the way he understands the Zohar clearly is that however much you are machmir on basar to gavina,
correct,
you should be machmir for gavina on the basar.
Correct.
Which means that it should be 6 hours for...
Correct. Based on the Zohar, it should be 6 hours. In other words, but that's like a chumra gabe chumra.
Right.
Zohar says shaitachada. So the Zohar... But you're right. Now, he's understanding the Zohar Paschim like the Ramah that meat to milchiks is 1 hour. So Meila said milchiks to meat is 1 hour. But Meila, if you apply that to the Zohar, it'll be 6 hours.
Right.
Yeah? Havdul Olosif. It's hard to be Machmir based off of the Zohar for 6 hours if the Zohar says 1 hour.
Right.
Yeah, you had a question.
We're going to talk about milk versus vino, hadacha, or kinoa.
I think we do kinoach v'adacha for milk and gvina.
What does that mean? Because it just means you eat something, swallow it.
You eat any of the foods except for the ones listed in the thing, and you could swallow it or you don't have to swallow it. You don't have to swallow it. Maybe I'll baal tashchis.
It's better to swallow. Hadacha, just drink a cup of water,
it's fine. Yeah, you drink a cup of water, you want it, you spritz it in your mouth, you can, but you drink water, or you drink and spit out water, and you eat some type of food, whatever it is, potatoes, or carrots, or bread, or crackers, and shine. Again, if you want to swallow it, you could swallow it. If you really don't like them, I suppose you could spit it out.
And if you drink milk or anything, so you want to drink too.
So, what you see from the Gemara is that Netilas Yadayim is not necessary when there's no practical concern, right? Now, Rabbeinu Peretz is quoted as saying, well, even by day you should do Netilah. Why? Because you never know. But if you're using a cup, right, so unless you're using your finger to mix your coffee, it's hard to imagine that you have to be Machmir in that case. When you know with certainty that your hands are clean.
Even utensils, Rebbe would say that if you...
I don't know, I would think the pashtus is, if you know with certainty that you didn't touch the food, even if it's solid, and certainly if you check your hands and they seem clean, that you could be mako. Remember, even at night, the pashtus is to be mako with a candle, right? So they've discussed this. And when you use a fork and a knife, the pashup shot is that this is not a low plug zera chok. Even Rabbeinu Peretz extends it a little bit, but he extends it only to the day when you ate with your hands. To extend it to eating with a fork is a big chumra. So, unless you have milsad al ramya and people eat with their hands without noticing. Depends how. Maybe. Could be that the Shach understood that way. That's certainly what the Gras says, and maybe the Shach says it as well. Yep. Yeah. Now, I don't want to get into it now because we're out of time almost and we're only halfway done. But it is interesting that in the Sugya of Kol HaMachmir Areze Hadyot, so the they all quote this Maharam. For example, the Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Beis tries to figure out the Gedarim of that rule. He doesn't really Lamed Beis Sifkat Mches. He's not sure, and he quotes that they taka. He quotes the Marshal, the same Marshal that the Shach quotes that gets very upset at following the Maharam. That binyan achilas basar achar gvina shakas pshem aram shener kacholik al atalmud alam kinos mishum gader uprishas. But the yesod that the Maharshal says is like this, which is cited by the Magen Avraham, which is chumras that are done mishum gader and prishas are okay. That doesn't mean you're a hadyot. You're a hadyot when you think that something is usher when it's really not usher. You have to be a Talmud Chacham to know how to be Machmir. There's actually in the next Siman, in Siman Sadi, the Beis Yosef says a very similar thing. He asks the Shaila, he notes that there's a minhag to be Machmir for like everything by Chal, and then he says, but this isn't like any of the Rishonim. and he quotes, who is it? Rabbi Peretz, I don't remember. Oh, Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham, who first says it's a minig taos, and then he says the minig is to be machmir. So he says, I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. It's a stira. Is it a minig taos, or is the minig to be machmir? And then he says, no, the pshat is, in his first answer, is that it's a minig taos if you think that this is what you have to do. If it's begeder precious or chumrah or the like, so then it's not a minute toast. There are a lot of interesting answers to this question. The Bir Halacha deals with it in a bunch of places. There's a Ramban actually in Kiddushin that talks about it. For those of you who learn in Kiddushin in the first part of Kiddushin. But anyway, I guess we don't have time for that. Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay. He talks about it in the context of women doing mitzvah sasehs van grama and making brachos and the like. When is it ahead yet? When isn't it? Okay, fine. So in terms of Shmuel's question, do you have to wait after drinking? So if you hold to that rashash. Right, the Rashash and Mr. Kufkin on the base that is Medayak in the Lashon of Gvina, so then it's interesting. But anyway, I think we're Machmir against the Rashash. The Isser Veheter says explicitly that you do need Kinuach Adacha even for milk, and I think that's the practice. Though I think you could also be Makel after 1 hour, like I said, based off of the Shach. Now, Shmuel quoted before the chumra of the pre-toar that kinuach only works if you're boleya, and the Badei Shulchan writes this is also the view of the kolbo. The Pesachei Tshuva writes you have to swallow it anyway, al tefzid ochlin. In terms of your question that you asked about using silverware, so the Pri Chadash says if you eat with silverware and you don't touch your food, you don't need Matilas Yadayim. The Primagadim quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva Sefan Dalet writes still Tov Lachmir.
Oh,
Tov Lachmir, the Primagadim, it's quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva Sefan Dalet. Okay. So now we have to talk about Tavshil Shel Basar. We've been talking all about Basar. What about Tavshil Shel Basar? So the Gemara talks about this in the Sugya of Mayim and Tsayim, right? It says, Mayim and Tsayim are Chova, and the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Rishos, I'm Rav Nachman, Loshanu, Ela, Ben Tavshil, Tavshil, Ben Tavshil, Levina, Choyva. So there's a Machlokas Rishonim, what this means. So Rashbam writes that we're talking about both of them are Fleshiks, or both of them are Milchiks. That's when we say it's Rishos. But from a Tavshil Shel Basar, now what's a Tavshil Shel Basar? It means something cooked together with meat that doesn't have meat on it. Like a potato from the chalent, or a potato from the chicken soup. From Tavshil Shel Basar to Tavshil Shel Gvina, so then it's Choyva. And if you want to go from Tavshil Shel Basar to actual Gvina, then Netila isn't enough. You need to wait Sudach Eres. So let's say for us that would mean 6 hours. And Lalacha the Rama is Choshesh for Rashbam Shita. So again, what is the Rashbam hold? Tavshil Shel Basar to Tavshil Shel Gvina. What's the Halacha? Netila. Gvina to Tavshil Shel Basar, also Netila. And Tavshil Shel Basar to Gvina, then you need to wait to Sudach Eres. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Rashbam. He says, no, Tavshil Shel Basar to Tavshil Shel Gvina doesn't need anything. Why? Because the reasons for why ever you have to wait from Basar to Gvina don't apply from Tavshil to Tavshil. It's whatever it is. Not Mamshach Tam, it's not there's no between your teeth, whatever the reason is. But Ben Tavshil Shel Basar to Gvina, so that's when you need to do Netila, but not more. And then Gvina, fine. Right? So according to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Tavshil Shel Basar to Tavshil Gvina needs nothing. Tavshil Shel Basar to Gvina needs Netila. Basar to Gvina So either needs hadacha, kinuach, or netila, or silicon, virkus, amazon, or the like. Fine. Now, there is a Sefer Ayasha, I don't want to get into it now, we don't have time, who says the reason to be Mekel for Tajil Shabbasar is because of Nap Bar Nat. Now, the reason why nobody seems to understand it is because it's Tam Sheni Shalisser. Unless you say the Tavshil has a din of a Tam Rishon. But anyway, we're not going to go into that. Maybe we'll get back to it when we talk about Simin Tzadi Hay. There's a very interesting Chavis of Rashman and Grah about this, but not for now. Okay. So, Lamaisa, what do we do? So, the Mechaber Paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, right? So if you have Tavshil Shabbasar, you could have Tavshil Shalvina afterwards, and if you don't even have to wash your hands. The Rama writes, Yesh Matzrichem Netila. Good. In other words, you should follow Rashbam. 1 second. We're not there yet. We didn't talk about Gvina. So even according to the Rama, you don't need to be Mamtin between Tavshil Shabbasar. And netila is enough, right? Now, we do find two additional levels of chumrah, possibly. If you give Eger over here in the Minchas Yaakov, note that the Taras Chata says that you have to be machmir, that you also need kinuach adacha. Okay, that's one level of chumrah. And then the next Minchas Yaakov quotes the Maharshal, who says that, 1 second, let me do a kinyan.
We did it.
Okay, good. That quotes the Maharshal as saying that the velt, the am, is machmir. And it's not clear what they're machmir for. And there's two possibilities. It could be that it means they're machmir that you need hamtana, or it could mean they're machmir for netila v'hadacha. And so it's not clear. The Marshal writes, Kasha lahakel lahatir bifneihem besilik ubirech. So, sounds like bifneihem you shouldn't be meiko. But even then, do you need to do only silik ubirech? Do you need to do just kinuach fadacha? Do you need to wait 6 hours and the like? Not so clear. There are some achronim, though, that the Knesset Agdola, this is the psak of the body, a shulchan, you have to be mamtin. So according to the body, shulchan, unbelievable, right? It is another chumra that's mamish keneged the Gemara. You have to wait 6 hours between tavshil shel basar and tavshil shel gvina. Wow. Wow. But, it's a chumra.
Do you know it's a chumra?
Presumably. Lemaisa, many of the classical sfarim don't quote this chumra at all. The Chachmas Adam, the Archa Shulchan, they don't bring the Chumrah at all. Certainly Makom to be Mekel, I think. But you shouldn't confuse people. Meaning to say, the reason why, if you ask anybody, you know, I ate a challenged potato, do I have to wait before eating a pizza that the cheese has been taken off of it? Something like that. So they'll say, of course you have to wait. So you're not going to go start telling them, well, it depends. There's Tavshil Shabbasar to Tavshil Shagvina, and there's Tavshil Shabbasar to Gvina, and there's it's the most confusing thing in the world. And that's why the Velt just basically says, when you have a Tavshil Shabbasar, we're machmir to wait, and you wait. And, you know, you learn Shulchan Aruch, and if you want to be Mekel for yourself, to not wait between Tavshil Shabbasar to Tavshil Shagvina, and just, you know, be so mechan what the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch, which is just Matilas Yadayim, or to be machmir like the Rama in Taras Chatas, and also do kinuach v'adacha, but not more and not wait. I think there's definitely makom to be meiko. Just don't get confused. But you know, the minhag of the belt is based off of you know, the fact that to do anything else is extremely confusing. Now, what about gvina? Achar Tavshil Shabbasar. So here the Mechaber says no. Here there's a chov alitol yadav, and here the Rama writes v'nagu achshav lahachmir shelo lachol vino achar tashel basar kimo achar basar atzmo bein l'shamis v'lifrotz gadir. So whatever you wait, whatever you do for meat to milk, you should do from tavshil shel basar to gvina itself. Now then the Beis Yosef says, but a fleishig pot, you don't have to be machmir at all, right? So you don't have to do anything for, if you have a par food cooked in a fleshed pot, it's pashut, it's mutter. Don't have to wait, or don't need to do anything. And the Rambam quotes this as well. So the Shach says, if cutting your test, what in the world is the Chiddush? You're allowed to eat them together, right? It's not barnat. So of course you don't have to wait. So he says, oh, I'll tell you a Chiddush. Now, it's interesting. You could have answered his question at the Rambam's L'shitaso, that says you should be machmir for the rivan, that there's no napar not derech bishul. And here, therefore, you're saying, right, to treat bishul's tam rishon. But for this din, for amtana, we're mako. So why didn't the shach give that answer? It's such an, it's a much simpler answer, right? So maybe it's because it would still be a kasha in the Beis Yosef. In other words, what's the chiddush in the Beis Yosef telling you this halacha? It's a chiddush in the Ramah, it's not a chiddush in the Beis Yosef. Okay, when we do napar not, maybe we'll come back to this question. Anyway, so what's the Shach's answer? Well, the Chiddush is that even though there's mamashes, let's say you go ahead, I'll give you a lemaisa example of this, right? We have a fleishik container that had chicken in it. Okay? And now we're finished eating, and I want to put the rice into the fleishik container. So, if I wasn't lazy, I would wash out the container, and then put out the rice, wash it out well with a sponge and with soap and the like. But instead, what do? I, you know, rinse out the container very quickly, and then I put the rice in. Okay? Well, if you just quickly, you know, don't really do a good job washing your container that had chicken in it, it's going to have lots of shamnunis in it and maybe a little bit of gravy left over and the like. Good. So I do the lazy approach. And then now I eat that rice for lunch, and I want to know, do I have to wait? So that's what the Shach said. Yeah, you don't have to wait. Just a little bit of shamnunis. Nah, no need to wait. That is the kula of the Shach. Rebbe the Eger says, I'll tell you a better answer to the Shach's question. The Chiddush is, you don't have to wait for a davar charif. Why is that a Chiddush? Because we know that, we just said, that we do wait from a tavshil shel baser to gvina, right? That's what the Ramah says. Tavshil shel baser to gvina, what do? You wait 6 hours. And we know that maybe davar charif is like tavshil shel baser. At least with respect to napar not, it doesn't go down a level, right? And therefore, now there's a chiddush of the Ramah and the Beis Yosef, right? What was the shas kasha? There's no chiddush, it's napar not. I'll tell you, it's napar not because it's davar charif. So what's the chiddush? If you have a onion cooked in a fleshing pot, the Chiddush of the Ramaz, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Good. So what do we accept? The Kula of the Shach or the Kula of the Rebbe Akiva Eger? So I think the answer is we're makel for both. So Rabbi Forst says you can accept both Kulas, even though there's no makor for both of them. Rav Moshe says, now let's go back to the Shach's point. So why are you makel, Taka? You know, the Maisa, my rice having in it, right? And obviously we're talking about a case where there's no shishim, because anyway it's bashat, right? It would be batal. So we're talking about a case where there's mamish, I could see shamnuna shel basar in my rice, and it's not batal, and I don't have to wait. So why not? Why not? I'm machmir to wait for tavshil shel basar. Why won't I be machmir for this? So the poskim say that the reason is because we're only machmir for tavshil shel basar, which is, as we've already noted, a big chumrah, because since you intentionally want the meat to be there, or the tam basar to be there, so it could be confused with basar itself. But when there might be some tam basar in this rice, but I didn't want the tam basar to be in this rice, it just happened because I was lazy and I didn't do a good job washing my container, so then the chumrah of waiting doesn't apply. If Moshe has a similar kula, Yeridea Beis Chavav, by eating chalav after taking vitamins that have the liver or the like. Anyway, so yes. Okay, come back when I'm done. Can you wait a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, a couple more minutes. No, just a couple more minutes.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of interesting shadows that come up this way, but we don't have time. So let me ask you a different question then. What about if I have onions that are cooked in a dairy pot after umflashiks? Right? What do you say about that? Umflashiks, and I ate meat 3 hours ago, and now I want to eat a scrambled egg with onions. So do I have to be machmir? So you'll say if we accept cut with an umflashik knife or cooked in a dairy knife or cooked in a dairy pot, right? So l'chora, I just said we could be makel like Rabbi Akiva Eger, so I should be able to be makel here. But the Prima Gadim is machmir here. The Prima Gadim says, this is in the Eish Lavram, Tav Tzadi Dalet, Sifkam Vav, that maybe you should be machmir. So l'chora, first glance, when you read Rabbi Akiva Eger, you say, okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger is against Prima Gadim, and it's machlokas. They're both talking about one's talking about Tav Shabasher, one's talking about Tav Shalchalos. I would have thought, if you're going to treat Anya Charif as Tafshil Shal, or let's say, holding Rabbi Akiva Eger, that onions aren't like a Tafshil Shal Basar, so I also should say onions shouldn't be like a Tafshil Shal Chalav. And both should be mutter. And if I'm going to be machmir like the Prima Gadim, who says that onions are like a Tafshil Shal Chalav, not like something cooked in a milk pot, so then I should be machmir against Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? How could I split? But if you actually stop for a moment to think about it, you'll see that actually it's, I don't know if we're machmir for Prima Gadim, but there's no reason why the Prima Gadim's chumrah has to contradict the Rabbi Akiva Eger's kula. Rabbi Akiva Eger's kula is that when you cook an onion in a fleshed pot, so then it doesn't make you fleshiks, right? Why? Because Tam Shil Shal Basar is only when it actually has Basar in it. The Chumra of Tam Shil Basar is only with Basar. This is no Basar, it's just Tam. It's just like it's Pashut or Mekel and any food cooked in a Fleishig or Melchit pot, so too here. The Prima Gadim is a different fart. The Prima Gadim is saying something else. He's saying that if I actually am Fleishig, so since something, an onion cut with a milchik knife is kechalav, right? For example, we don't say a nap bar nat and the like. So if it's dino kechalav, I shouldn't be able to eat it within 6 hours. So be'etzem, there's no reason why you have to be, reject the Prima Gadim just because you accept Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Why is there any more dino kechalav in the pot than someone cooked in a pot?
Because just like for nap bar nat, it doesn't go down a level. Right? So the question then is, are we choshesh for this Prima Gadim? So, Taka, some poskim will say yes, some poskim say no, some poskim say, well, if it's Enu Ben Yomo, you could be Mako. You don't have to be concerned with Enu Ben Yomo, that it's the double chumra of Dabar Charif. That's what the Yad Yehuda says. I saw in the Sefer Dabar Charif that Rav El Yashiv said we're Noeg L'Hakel against Prima Gadim, and Rabbi Willig also said there's Makom Lahakel because we pass him like Rabbi Akiva Eger and not like the Prima Gadim, and maybe it's Takamach like us. Okay, the next question we have to talk about very quickly is the Golan Shaila. What happens when you have French fries cooked, deep fried in oil, where the oil was also used to cook, to deep fry actual meat stuff? This comes up in a lot of places. And the question is, do you treat it as Tavshil Shel Basar, or do you treat it as something cooked in a fleshig pot? So pashup shot is, you should be machmir, right? Because the oil has mamish basar, tam basar in it. So why would it be different than tafshil shal basar for machmir? The answer is some poskim or makel for two reasons. And there's a two reasons. Reason number one is because maybe the shach, remember, what do we say was the reason for the shach to be makel? Even though it's dirty, the reason is because of what?
Not intentional.
You know what? You guys could fill in the forms while you're waiting. I'm sorry. Where are the forms?
This is for a dorm room, that
works. Yeah, yeah. Here you go.
Thank you so much.
So if you are...
Can you do it or just one?
Both of you.
Just one room.
Doesn't matter. You both own your own chametz.
A and B.
No, just pick one. If you want to do a bedika, do B, and if you don't want to do a bedika, do A. Unless you're going to be in Israel. Okay. So, remember, what did we say this far was Rosh Hashanah? That if you don't intend for this to be have the basar in it, so then it doesn't have the din of tafshil shel basar. So here, I don't intend, right? Nobody ever discovered this problem until somebody chafed that they used the same oil for cooking everything. It's pretty gross if you think about it. But anyway, so maybe we will be Mako, right? For that reason. And then the second reason that the poskim say you could be Mako is because maybe here we could be Somech on Timas Yisrael, right? So when you taste a French fry from Golan, and a taka tastes parv, you don't taste any meat, so then you shouldn't have to wait.
Oh. Who are the poskim that say that you want?
So who are the... If you want, the Megillah Sefer takes that Mahalach and others. That's the way the Welt explains the Shach. So there was an article in the Lakewood Village Voice about this topic, and they quoted that Rabbi Forsheimer was Machmir because he said that you shouldn't be Megillah based off of the Shach. Because, what did he say? The Shach was talking about a case where the person tried to clean out the pot before using it for parav, because he did not want the fleshik residue there, as opposed to a case where one just doesn't care where the residue was left over from the fleshiks. Meaning to say, what's the case the Shach is mako? You cleaned out your container, you just didn't do a good job cleaning. I didn't want the fleshiks to be there. I didn't care enough to clean it well, but be'etzem, I don't want it to be there. I wanted a clean pot. I just happened to not really do a good job. Over here, I don't care, but you can't extend the shach's kula to there. And then he said, what about the second kula of Timas Yisrael? So Ray Felder said, generally, you could be makel for Timas Yisrael in this type of case, but you can't, it doesn't work here. Why? Timas Yisrael only works when the tam is different. But let's say you first deep fry your ribs. So ribs are full of fat, and the fat melts and joins with the other oil in the deep fryer, and doesn't really taste very different. Timas Yisrael doesn't work unless the tastes are discernibly different. So he's machmir. So there goes our two kulas. But they're mekilim. Who's mako? The divrei, I didn't ask Rabbi this question, I could ask him. The divrei Moshe's mako. He says that the whole reason why you have to be machmir for tavshil shel basar is when the meat was intentionally put there to have a meat taste, right? But any time you don't intend for the meat to be there, so then there's no basis to be machmir for tavshil shel basar. And remember, you know, the whole thing is anyway a big chumrah. Okay, so we're up to Siv Dalad. I don't know. You think I eat this type of garbage? It's give you a heart attack. Don't eat deep fried stuff, and then you won't have this shayla.
It's unhealthy.
Exactly. Okay, so we still have Siv Dalad left, which has a bunch of very important points, but we're out of time. So we will do Siv Dalad after Pesach, Ezras Hashem, and we'll do Simin Tzadi after Pesach. So anyone who wants to actually learn Tzadi properly, we'll have one chabur on Simin Tzadi, but we're not going to leave you time to learn it after Pesach. So, Chal. But you shouldn't skip it. It's totally inappropriate for a chevra of your caliber to skip Chal. So you should do everything
over Pesach.
And then... Adrabah, the Taz will give you such simchas yantif. Okay. Everyone shall have a chakashav zameach.